This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1096. That's so cute. How to use this multi-dimensional word to connect.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Should you use the word cute when you talk to your friends? Today, let's get into this dynamic word. We'll touch on the many ways that it can be used in a positive or a negative way. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm feeling so good today. I'm so happy to be recording and ready to go. So let's get into it.
All right. All right. So today we are talking about a very interesting word in the English language. Do you use the word cute when talking to your friends or your female friends, really?
This word, I'm so excited that we're talking about this word today because it's multidimensional, right? Yeah. It's, I mean, the most obvious thing, I would use it when I like talk to kids, right? Oh, my niece is so cute, right? She's such a cutie. But yeah, I mean, I might use cute when I go shopping. I don't really like to go shopping very much, so I wouldn't tend to say this very much, but I might say, like, if I go shopping and someone tries something on, and I would say, oh, you look cute in those boots, or you look cute in that dress. But this word is huge. It's dynamic.
Right, right. I mean, does it sound, I mean, do you think it could be childish?
It can be childish. You mean like childish?
Like, would you use it to speak to a child?
Yeah, like, sure. To talk about a child, like, I'd say like, oh, he's so cute or she's so cute. Like my niece is so cute. I don't know if it's childish, but I think it can be used in a lot of different directions to a lot of different people in a lot of scenarios. And it can also be rude in some cases too. So
we're going to talk about this word today. I'm excited because this is, there's a lot that goes into it.
Oh my gosh, there's a lot that goes into this word. I feel like we need a whole week of episodes to talk about this word.
That's true.
We won't do that.
That's true.
Yeah, I want to remind our listeners though, guys, we now have the All Ears English Alexa skill. If you are living in the US or Japan, it's so cool because you can share the show with your family in the kitchen, for example. So you need to activate the skill on your app, okay? And then you can say, Alexa, open All Ears English, or say it in Japanese. And you can ask for a specific episode, you can ask for a category, and it's going to remember where you stopped listening, just like your podcast app does. So go over there and listen to the show through Alexa, guys. It's pretty cool.
Fantastic. All right. Exciting. So yeah, today we have a listener question about the word cute.
Yes.
This will be a good one. Lindsay, do you want to read the question for us?
Yeah. Hi, Lindsay and Michelle. I like your podcast. It's awesome. I would like to ask about the usage of cute. In Asia, girls usually say, you're so cute, to female friends to express, you look gorgeous. However, I heard from my friend that in your culture, cute is for babies or boys. When girls say cute to other girls, it has a negative meaning. Is it right? I'm looking forward to hearing from you soon. Thank you. Have a great day. And this is from Ginny Lee.
interesting. Yeah, I love this question. It's so fun. It's also important, you know, and like we said, cute is a very dynamic word.
Yeah, multidimensional, and we have to be careful who we're saying it to, what our tone of voice is, and what exactly we're trying to say. Because I feel like cute right. could carry a lot of information.
Right, right. So I asked you in the beginning if you would say it like to your female friend. So, I mean, that's what our listener is asking. You know, I said, you know, I don't know if I would say you're so cute. I don't know. Yeah. But I might say like you look cute or that's a cute outfit or something like that. You're so cute sounds, I don't know, a little bit more like I'm talking to like a child. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah. In that case, yeah, it could be, this is where if you do say it to an adult, it could be a little condescending.
Yeah, like, oh, you're so cute.
Right, exactly. So, no, I don't know if I would necessarily, unless I'm shopping with them and they try right. something on, oh, that's cute, or you look right. cute, that's different, right? That's about commenting on their look.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know if I would say it directly to like a peer, like a friend my age. That would be kind of weird.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's all about if you feel the person is like kind of adorable or sweet. And, you know, also, you know, it's also about if this is a word that you would use like based on your personality. I mean, maybe it's just not really in your language. It's not something you feel like, you know, I don't know, is a word that connects with you.
Yeah, that's a good point, Michelle. Some people just feel more comfortable using this word. Some people kind of have a way of talking to others that's kind of like holding them in like a very in a affectionate way. And it's okay because it works with their personality.
Right.
But
it
that's not my personality, personally.
I think I describe things as being cute more than people. Like, oh, a cute outfit or a cute restaurant even. Like,
I mean, definitely animals. Like, we go on the shelter websites every weekend and we look at dogs. It's so cute. Oh, my God. That one is so cute. His ears are so cute. Right. We say that about animals all the time. Pets.
Right. That's so true. Yeah. I mean, so I think that it can also be used, like we said, to interact with like babies or something like that. So we have an episode, episode 546, guys, that you might want to check out to hear more about, you know, how to talk to children, right? Give you some more things, to think about. So that's what to say in English when you meet a parent with a baby.
Yeah.
So, but you know, here we're not just talking about babies, right? We're talking about, you know, talking to our friends and different people and what this word really means.
Yeah, exactly, Michelle. And guys, go back to that 546, especially if you're in the app, type it in the app search bar. I mean, that episode is really about how to connect with the parent, right? The parent of the child. What do you say?
Yeah.
Because you want to build that connection right there. And sometimes it's, you know, when the baby is there, it's very obvious, like you want to connect there with the parent. So yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, in general, with this word, I feel like girls don't like it when, this is kind of changing the topic a little bit with it, but I think it's important, when like a romantic interest refers to them as cute.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, I feel like beautiful, like if it's more like a romantic relationship, I feel like beautiful may be the better word, or pretty or gorgeous or sexy or whatever. Yeah, if you're being a little bit more direct.
Cute is a bit of a smaller word to describe looks, but I think in sometimes when you get to know someone like a romantic interest, you might be like kind of goofing around with that person and like you tickle them or something. You say, oh, you're so cute. Right. That would be okay as you get closer to them.
Right. But it may not have as much like pizzazz as some of the other words, like you're beautiful. It's not quite as dramatic. It's a little bit more playful.
Yeah. Like if you say like, oh, she's cute or she's beautiful, there's a huge difference between those two. If the IELTS is standing between you and your life vision, like studying in a new country or moving your family abroad, then study for IELTS with us. Go and subscribe now to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English and get started. See you there.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are. So just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And although I do remember when I, you know, when I had crushes on guys in school, that I would use the word cute. Like I would always use it for a guy. I would say, oh, like he's so cute. Right. So I don't know. Maybe that was just because I was younger, but I feel like,
yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Cause they're, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. So again, guys, this word is not straightforward. It seems easy. It seems straightforward. And don't be intimidated by it, but just be very observant when you listen to natives and how they use it. Cause this is a multidimensional word.
Yeah. Right. I mean, so in short, to answer your question, I mean, yes, cute can be used like for, you know, for children, but it can also be used, to talk about those other, you know, people other than babies or things or, you know, things like that. So, but, you know, we also just wanted to touch on this idea that it could sometimes be a little condescending, right, Lindsay?
It could be condescending. Absolutely. And that would happen when, people are more or less at the same level, like the same age or in the same place, and you're kind of giving them a sarcastic compliment. Oh, that was cute. You said that at the wrong time. That was cute, right? And it's clearly very sarcastic. Or I remember sometimes when I was growing up, my dad was not really a handyman, and he would use the word cute to kind of like get angry when the car broke down or something. And
yeah.
In a very sarcastic and angry way. He'd be like, oh, that's cute. Now the tire just blew. That's really funny. Cute. Yeah. So
I don't know why that's making me crack up. That's really, I like that usage.
So what I'm trying to say is, guys, this word is really dynamic. There's a lot of other ways beyond just the obvious ones that we use, and you'll learn them as you get better and more close to the language. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So you can really use this in kind of like a not so nice way. Also, I mean, I'm just thinking that, you know, if somebody, okay, let's say somebody gives you an excuse or like an answer to something, and you can tell they're being kind of like, I don't know, having an attitude. You might say like, oh, that's a cute answer, or like, that's a, or like, right? Like, or that's like, a cute don't excuse.
Don't be cute. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't be fresh. Don't be rude.
Yeah. Oh man, this word really, really has a lot to it.
Yeah, this should be the word of the year.
Yeah, really. But it's a good one. But you know, just to get back into it a little bit, because, you know, our listener was asking about, you know, kind of talking to your friends and what you could say. So I'm imagining this situation. You know, what else could you say if your friend looks nice or pretty or they're wearing a nice outfit, right? Mm-hmm. So this, what else could you say aside from like, oh, that's cute or something like that, right, Lindsay?
You could say, oh, you look great, or you look beautiful. So many words. What else, Michelle? There's a few others.
Yeah. Oh, you're stunning. That's big. Like a little intense, but it's fun.
Yeah. That outfit is spectacular on you.
Right. These are fun ones. Or you could say like, oh, I love that outfit or that dress on you. So putting it more on like your opinion of it. I love that. Right.
Yeah. And then you wrote down this last one. I don't think I would use it, but
I don't know
why.
I don't know what mindset I was in when I wrote this down.
Maybe we won't share that one then. So
I don't know. I'm just reading it and I'm like, did I write that?
I mean, so I would say, guys, as far as like a takeaway here today, Michelle, I think that this level of cute, of using the word cute, now don't be intimidated, because we did go off onto a little bit of a tangent about the other ways that cute can be used in a sarcastic way. But that's what you're eventually going to strive for, to be able to use it that way, because that's really deeper into the understanding of English. But this is the more superficial way, but this is a great place to start. Right. So think of it as like layers of understanding of words.
Right. Definitely. And I think that, you know, the key is to find your personality in English. Like what makes you feel comfortable? What style of words do you want to use, and what do they mean? What do they say? Right. So if you feel awkward using certain phrases or words with your friends, you know, listen to your instinct. That's okay. Yeah. Like you don't have to force yourself to use certain words just because you hear them.
Yeah. I mean, the cool thing about learning a new language is you can build like a slightly different personality. I know I felt like I had a different personality in Spanish than I do in English.
Oh, yeah. Can you articulate that at all?
I think I'm more outgoing actually in Spanish, because when I speak Spanish, I actually don't care as much about making mistakes, because it's not, I don't like really hear. I don't totally understand the mistakes. You know, I don't understand how they sound to a native speaker. So I'm much less inhibited. Whereas when I speak English, my mind is not busy trying to come up with the right words. So my mind can kind of like think about other anxieties. You know what I mean? It's interesting. It's really interesting.
That is interesting because I feel like it's like the opposite from like a lot of people that I talk to, right? So you kind of have it the other way around.
Yeah, I think it's because of the way I learned. I learned through travel, through just immersion, complete immersion in South America, and just really went deep into it. And just it was all just a socializing language for me. You know, so right. I didn't really care. I was just kind of out there meeting people. I don't know. Yeah, different.
Interesting.
So.
Yeah. So this is all like what you were saying, Lindsay. This is about picking and choosing like your personality with the language, or for in our listeners' case, like your best English, like your own, you know, version of English, and how, you know, what you're choosing to use and what you're not choosing to use. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with the word cute, in my opinion, but it may have like a younger tone to it or a different connotation, you know, but if this is okay with you, you know, you have to decide what you're okay with it, what you want to express.
Exactly, Michelle. I love it. This is a robust episode today. Such a good question, too, from our listener.
Oh, I love it.
Really good one. I think we'll have to do a follow-up on this
board. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot that you could go into it. You know, but, you know, guys, learn not only the vocabulary word, what does it mean, but what's behind the words and what will you convey if you use them? And I think that's a key.
Yeah, you got it, Michelle. You got it. And guys, remember, these kinds of words could be good for the IELTS exam, you know, getting deeper into native natural words. And if you're taking the IELTS, go over and listen to our other podcast, the IELTS Energy Podcast. And we're there 3 days a week to show you how to get your 7 or higher. So we'll see you guys over there. All right.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, thanks again, Lindsay. And we will talk later.
All right, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.